when your mother was alive, there would be people sitting in front of him from all nationalities, all types of sects, some doing hatha yoga in front of him, some meditating, some chanting, some screaming. Everything would go on, and it's all good. So, do not feel slighted if people are happy. True. There are some of us who like to be very serious. And we think the more serious we are, the more spiritual attainment we achieve. It is being free and spontaneous and happy that makes you achieve spirituality. Anyway, I welcome you with all my heart and with all my being. It is good to be here with you again. Anybody here for the first time? Okay. Do not be offended by what I say. Sometimes I may say something that makes you get up and walk out. Feel free to do that if you like.
But shouldn't we be totally offended? The ego? Shouldn't the ego be totally
offended? Well, that's what I mean. The ego is always offended. Under all circumstances. So.
Feel free to be totally offended.
Let's get warmed up by singing a couple of songs. Feel free to sing. If you don't feel like singing, don't. Some of you have come here to see what this body has to say. This body has nothing to say. Because everything this body says is foolishness. This is not a lecture. This is not a philosophy. This is not a sermon. What is it? It is nothing. It is no thing. If you're looking for a thing, you're making a mistake. Because it's the things that have gotten you into so much trouble. You want to go beyond things. You want to go to the source. And you cannot go to the source by getting involved with things. I have a secret to tell you. And the secret is this. You are pure consciousness. And that's it. Think about that. Your real nature is pure consciousness. Consciousness is self-contained absolute reality. This is you. This is your real nature. Everything you believe in, everything you've experienced, good or bad, is all nonsense. Stupidness. A waste of time. Awaken to yourself. If you've made mistakes in the past, forget it. If you have not fulfilled your dreams, forget it. If you're not in the place you think you should be, forget it. Awaken to your true self. Emptiness. Absolute intelligence. Absolute awareness. Awaken. You've been sleeping long enough. Why go on playing games? Playing games is called Maya, the game of life. You're born, you go through various experiences, you grow older, you become feeble, you're in a rocking chair, then someone pushes you down the stairs, and that's the end of you. But is it? Maybe someone did you a favor by pushing you down the stairs. We think our body is so important. We take such good care of our bodies. It's like feeding a dead horse. How long are you going to keep your body? Forever? So we join Holiday Health Spa and we want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And if we miss a day of training, we go crazy. For what? The best built person in the world will become old and feeble. I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of yourself, but just enough to get by. You must focus on the source, not on the body, not on the world, not on your affairs, but on the source. The source is I am. People ask me, well, how do I think of the source? How do I think of God? How do I identify with God? Through I am. I am is the first name of God. And I am is none other than yourself. So when you say, I am, you are focusing on God. But when you say, I am this and I am that, you spoil. Just I am. I am is reality. I am is consciousness. And that's what you are. Do not judge by appearances. Do not judge by words. Forget about all that. Turn within yourself. Forget about your past. Makes no difference what you did in the past. People ask me, why can't I remember my last life? You have so much trouble with this life. Can you imagine If you remember your last life, you'd kill yourself. So nature kindly makes you forget about lives, which do not exist in any event. You're free in this life to awaken. This is the purpose of your life, to awaken. And this is the only purpose. There is no other purpose. You really did not come here to fall in love or to become a millionaire or to own homes and riches. That may happen, but that's incidental. That's secondary. Your purpose is to awaken. You're asleep. As long as you believe that you identify with the body or the mind, you're asleep. You're dreaming. Awaken. When you awaken, you realize immortality. You just know that there never was a time when you were born. There never will be a time when you disappear. You are. You are consciousness. The question is always asked, I'm afraid to merge with consciousness because I'll lose my identity. What identity do you have now? Do you like your identity? The identity of getting older and going to the meat market like a cow. So do you identify with the flesh? Are you fleshy? Is this you? Are you your organs, your heart, your nerves, your lungs, your pancreas? Is this what you are? A mold of flesh? No. That's what you appear to be. But that's not what you are. If you look outside, you'll see how blue the sky is. But is it really blue, and is there a sky? It's an illusion. If you go up into the atmosphere, you'll find out there's no sky and there's no blue. In the same way, there is no body and there is no mind. You may say, well, I see it, I feel it, I hear it, I touch it. That's how it feels, that's how it appears. You are judging through your senses. Your senses are part of the grand illusion. Just like when you're having a dream. And the dream appears to be so real. And no matter what anybody tells you, you will say the dream is reality, as long as you're dreaming. You may be screaming and hollering because the ground is opening and swallowing you up. And I come screaming and hollering because the ground is opening and swallowing you up. And I come and I tell you, this is a dream. All is well. And everything's unfolding as it should. There are no problems. But all you can see is the ground opening up and being swallowed. But then you wake up and you laugh. And you say to yourself, imagine that. I was afraid of an earthquake. And I thought I was dying. But it was only a dream. This day you will awaken and you will laugh hysterically. For you will realize that you were birthless and deathless. As far as losing your individuality, when you merge in consciousness, who wants the individuality anyway? Who wants to be individual? When you can merge in bliss, happiness and joy. And yet, you do not lose anything. Everything just expands. You are perfectly aware you just exist. But you exist as the universe. And this is called the self. Because consciousness is conscious of itself. Being aware of consciousness is called the self. Everything is the self. You are the self of the whole universe. You are the universe.
Oops,
it is all the self. Be yourself. Awaken to yourself. This is satsang. Just by being here, something wonderful happens. It's not the words. Just by being. An initial awakening takes place, whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not. Something always happens at satsang. The teaching is more in silence than it is in words. The only job you've got is to quiet your mind, to stop the thoughts from flowing. Not to think past your nose. And you do this in the beginning by becoming the witness to your thoughts. Simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts as they come and go. You do not try to stop them. You do not try to control them or to change them. you simply observe your thoughts in action. And you completely ignore them by observing them. As you keep doing this day after day, your thoughts will become weaker and weaker until they stop altogether. It's like having a friend that keeps talking to you and talking to you, but you ignore them completely. You just ignore your friend. What will your friend do? She'll go away. And so it is with your mind. When your mind is ignored, it becomes weak. When you feel the thoughts of your mind and you become angry or depressed, your mind becomes stronger. So you can go out and vent your anger upon someone or become depressed and go see a therapist. All you've got to do is sit by yourself in the silence and observe yourself. Watch yourself. Observe what your body does. Observe what your mind does. And you begin to practice self-inquiry. Atma Vichara. You ask yourself, to whom do these thoughts come? And you keep silent. The answer will become obvious. Why these thoughts come to me? Hold on to that me. Like a rope. The me is like a rope and you're climbing down the rope. You want to find the source of the me. The me doesn't exist. It appears to exist. And you want to find the source. As you go down deeper in consciousness, you follow the me to your heart center. You will then let go. And there may be sort of an explosion. Where you enter the kingdom of bright lights. The light of 1,000 suns. While all this is happening, you simply observe. You watch. And you go beyond that until you enter the void of beingness. You watch, you observe, and that will disappear. And you will just be. You will not be this and you will not be that. You will just be. There will be no words to describe the bliss you feel. there will be no feelings. There will be no experience. There will be nothing. Nada. But that nothing will be experienced, for want of a better word, as absolute reality. As pure intelligence, as I am that I am. As perfect awareness, as Satchitananda, as emptiness, as nirvana, as ultimate oneness. Your true self will shine forth in all its glory and splendor. Not by words, but by divine grace. And you will be free. Now we can have a lively discussion about anything you want to talk about and make a statement or condemn me for being blasphemous. Ask any question you like. By any subject, I don't have the answer. But you're free to say anything you like.
Robert, I'd like to ask you something. They talk about people being able to make it in the physical body. And when you get out of the physical body, you can't make your climb in the astral or when you leave the body. They say this is the only place where you can make your climb for self-realization.
This is true. To be born in this world in a way is a blessing, in a way it's a curse. It's a blessing to the one who realizes the purpose of being born, to awaken. It's a curse for the person who believes that they are the body and the mind. But if you have to be born, it's in this life as a human being where you can find your awakening. They have many different spheres in this dream world, in this dream universe, many different planets. You may have come back as a tree or a skunk or a goblin or a leprechaun. And this is all true for the person who believes they are the body and the mind. So when you come back again as something else, you cannot awaken until you come back as a human being. I believe that's what you mean. Only as a human being can you have the opportunity to awaken. This may be your last chance. As long as you die and you believe you are the body-mind, you may come back as something else. There's no telling. Therefore, work on yourself. Find yourself. Awaken now while you can and have the time. I will tell you this again. Reincarnation is false. It does not exist. Coming back again and again is a lie. It does not exist. The world as we know it, it does not exist. The universe, as it appears, does not exist. God, as we think of God, does not exist. But, as long as you continue dreaming, by believing you are the mind-body phenomenon, then all these things appear to be true. And you come back again and again in this dream until you awaken. So you may appear to come back as an animal, or come back as a tree, or come back even as a rock, who knows? The dream world is full of phenomena. But again, it's only as a human being that you have the freedom to get out of it and wake up and become totally free. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, Robert. Thank you.
But why think of those things? They're all lies. Focus your attention on yourself. Know yourself. Be yourself. Awaken to yourself. And forget about everything else.
Robert, is the soul pure consciousness in its potential, and just the fact that the mind is interacting with it, is that what
no.
causes the patterning in future lives?
There is no soul, there is no pattern, and there are no future lives. So don't think about those things. It hinders you.
What is this? What is the center? It feels like in the waking state that I'm behind the eyes, you know, and it feels like falling to sleep, you seem to fall down unconscious into the lower parts, you know, in the subtle bodies.
Well, to whom does it feel?
Well, to me, it feels like a center of a consciousness. Is the soul concentrated in a center?
How can the soul concentrate in the center when it doesn't exist? Forget about your soul.
But what about the consciousness you're talking about? There's a feeling of a presence in the body of a consciousness.
To whom does that come? It comes to the Ayani.
Yeah.
It comes to the ignorant one. The feeling of consciousness and the souls and heels and all kinds of things. Forget about all that stuff. Ask yourself, to whom does it come? Who experiences these lies?
The mind, me.
So ask yourself. Don't answer. Because when you say what you just did, it is your mind playing games with you. The mind wants to persevere. The mind always wants to persevere.
The mind is so subtle, though, that even though I understand that I should be resting in consciousness, the mind is like, it's like little electronic impulses, so subtle that they just... They're so subtle that it's, you know... you want to identify with consciousness, and yet it's
well, forget about electronic impulses. Forget about everything. And just say, I am. That's what you're going to do. I am. Nothing else exists. Only I am is real. What happened to Glenn?
Yeah,
I know what happened.
The seat talk later.
Everything. Why do you allow yourself to think? That's the only problem you've got. And you allow yourself to think. It's not that serious, John. It isn't that serious. You look so serious. Forget about your soul. Forget about the electronic impulses. Forget about your mind. And focus on the source, on yourself, and you'll become free. In the Psalms?
In the songs that were played earlier.
What song?
The reference to the soul or the state of deliverance or something is expressed in terms that sound very much like the beloved.
Yes. This is very good in the beginning stages. It quiets the mind. It makes the mind one pointed so you can get rid of it. So it's good to love God and love the self. That's called bhakti, devotion. Devotion and jnana are the same. They both lead to the same goal. If you become devoted enough to God or to yourself, which is the same thing, it will ultimately lead to self-realization. So these songs quiet your mind. They make you more gentle, more peaceful, more relaxed. So the truth can emanate out of you by itself.
It seems to give voice to or engender a yearning.
A yearning to be free. That's good. That's devotion.
A yearning for a perfect relationship.
Good. Perfect relationship with God. And that's what they're supposed to do. And again, it makes your mind very still and very quiet. And when your mind is quiet and still, reality ensues by itself. Because your nature is reality. You do not have to do anything to experience your reality except to get your bloated nothingness out of the way, as Emerson said. And when you're out of the way, reality shines forth in all its glory and splendor. The music makes it happen in the beginning. It's all good.
Are you saying then that music is a vehicle for filling the mind?
Yes. When you hear spiritual music, it quiets the mind. It makes you go deeper within. It makes you more peaceful. And again, when that happens, reality ensues by itself. The whole object of Atmavichara, self-inquiry, watching, observing, witnessing is to quiet the mind. It's not to make you self-realized, because you are already self-realized. It's to make you quiet so you can experience it. Chanting, mantras, that's what they're all for. But they're all mental. They all come out of the mind. But in the beginning stages, they're all very good indeed.
How long were you with Ramana Maharshi?
Excuse me?
How long were you with Ramana Maharshi?
2 years. Three months before he died, I went to Bangalore. So I wasn't there when he left his body, but I came back after.
Robert, the tradition of devotion to the guru, is this also a means of transcending the ego self?
Devotion to the guru is not for everybody. But for those who understand it, it's like the music. It's like giving yourself up to God. It's like surrendering completely to God. What do you surrender? Your ego? Your negative thinking? Your mind? Your body? All that has to be surrendered. And you can either surrender it to yourself, or to the guru, or to the forest, or to the river. Whatever the inclination is, it's all the same. It seems to me that if a person is really sincere about their spiritual life, they will attract a teacher into their life that leads them the rest of the way and hastens their freedom. But that's not for everybody.
Recently, I discovered that the mind is not the knower. Something else is the knower, nor is the mind the practicer, a chance. But it's like there's something else that does these things, and it appears that the mind is initiating inquiry or wants to practice, but it has nothing to do with it.
You're right, because the mind doesn't exist. That's a partial awakening when you realize that. That's good. The mind never existed. So if it never existed, why didn't it practice?
So what is the source?
You. Yourself.
Yet everybody talks about the mind as if the mind is the powerful entity.
It appears that way. Remember, there are not two eyes. Some people are in the conclusion, they conclude there are two eyes. There's the small eye and the larger eye. But that's only an appearance. It's something for you to work with. But the truth is, there's only one eye. And I am that. Which means omnipresence. Absolute reality is that. All this is the self. The whole universe is the self, and I am that. There's only one. Everything else is a game you're playing. If you can just